Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Well, it's Friday, amen. We're thankful that you've tuned in again to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast today, and we're excited because tonight we're going to be doing our Passion Play at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Amen. Starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And so we have got at 6 o'clock, we've got some special singing coming in, and the Edwards family will be starting to sing at 6 o'clock, and then we'll go right into the Passion Play, and we'll start the scene in the very beginning there in the Garden of Eden, and we're going to go all the way to the cross. I tell you, it'll be a blessing. Amen. Awesome time in the house of the Lord tonight. And then on we're going to do it again tomorrow night, which will be Saturday. And then that Middle Cross will be singing on Saturday night. And then on Sunday night, we're going to repeat it again once again and make it available on Sunday night. And the Justice family is coming for special singing. Make your plans to be with us at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church this weekend, the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. And boy, we're excited about what God's going to do. And we have gotten young people that have been raised around the Passion Play, and they know the parts. They know everything that's going to happen. They know all of those things. And it's amazing to watch them because they know the story of the cross. They know the story of the Lord Jesus. And as I watch them on stage, I'm amazed at so many times here at practice, we've got people who, you know, that are unable to attend. Maybe they've got something going on, or you know, and some that's happened, something that's come up, and they weren't able to make it to practice. And I've watched these young people. They'll jump in there, and they know their parts, they know their lines. I mean, they'll get in there and take over. And so it's pretty awesome to watch that. And I have seen my own kids many times while that we were getting ready for the Passion Play. When they were younger, they would get around in there, and they would be nailing each other to the cross in the floor, and it was just humorous to watch my son and my daughters, you know, do crucifixions in the living room, and just playing what they had saw at church at the Passion Play. And so I think it's going to be a blessing if you come tonight and enjoy the things of God. Come up to the mountains. We'd love to meet you. Make sure that you let us know that you heard us on WTBI and at the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And let me give you the physical address of the church. Once again, we are going to be starting at 6 o'clock tonight, promptly at 6 o'clock. And so please make your plans to be there and come early so you can get a seat. But we are going to be starting at 6 o'clock. The physical address here at the church is 71, that's 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. Once again, that's 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, and that's in Fletcher, North Carolina. And our zip code up here is 28732. Once again, that physical address, 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, Fletcher, North Carolina. And then our zip code is 28732. So we'd love for you to come to the mountains, amen, and visit with us tonight at 6 o'clock for the Passion Play. We've got Middle Cross up. They're going to be singing Middle Cross, amen. That's their the name of their group. But they're going to sing a song now called Middle Cross, speaking about Jesus on the cross of Calvary.
There were three men that hung on Calvary that day. Two rightly so, the lives they betrayed. But one was holy and righteous, didn't deserve to be there at all. He was the Son of God that hang on the middle cross. On the middle cross hang the Father's spotless Lamb, being the sacrifice every woman, child, and man. Two were there for justice, one for the hope of us all. His name is Jesus. of the two, so death could take its hold. But when they came to Jesus, he had yielded up the ghost. Not one bone was broke on the middle cross. On the middle cross hang the Father's spotless lamb, being the sacrifice for every woman, child, and man. Two were there for justice, one for the hope of us all. His name is Jesus. Shed for them on the middle cross, hang the Father's spotless lamb, being the sacrifice for every woman, child, and man. Two were there for justice, one for the hope of us all. His name is Jesus, and hang on the middle cross. His name is Jesus, and hang on the middle cross.
Amen, and that is Middle Cross. Singing about that middle cross. Those guys are so talented, such a crisp sound that they have. But I tell you what I love more than that, I love their spirit. Boy, I tell you, they love God. These guys love the Lord, and I tell you, I appreciate them. Oftentimes they'll get to testifying while they're singing, and they just got a great testimony, and we love the group Middle Cross. We're going to pick up a little bit of what we spoke about yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about the shadows of the cross, and we were talking about how that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we mentioned there yesterday about Exodus chapter number 12, where the blood was placed upon the doorpost. But today we're going to be looking at the tabernacle, a shadow of the cross found in the tabernacle, where Christ is seen to be the truth. The tabernacle has various places of interest. Did you know that it's divided into three sections? There's the first section, which is the outer court. And then there's the holy place, or what we call the inner court. Then there's the most holy place, and that was beyond that veil, and it's called the innermost court. Some have compared the tabernacle to the heavens. The first heaven, that's where the birds fly. That's what's seen by day. And then we know of the star, the stellar heaven, which is the place where the sun, the moon, and the stars are. That's what we see by night. But then the most holy heaven, that's where God dwells. Amen. And that's what you can only see by faith as of now. But one of these days, faith is going to give way to sight. Hallelujah. And we're going to see him face to face. But let me talk just a moment about that outer court. The outer court reveals the foundation of communion. Everyone was welcome in the outer court. Anybody could go to the outer court, but only the priests were allowed to go to the inner courts. And so this reveals the foundation by the fact that the outer court is where the altar is. One of my sources said that the brazen altar was the biggest of the tabernacle's seven pieces of furniture. It was almost large enough to hold all the other vessels. Its size indicated its importance. It was placed before the door, just outside the outer court, and would be the first object to meet the eye as the worshiper entered the tent of the congregation. It is designed, the brazen altar, to distinguish it from the golden altar or the Ark of the Covenant. It was also called the altar of burnt offering. The brazen altar was the basis of the Levitical system. To it, the sinner came with his divinely appointed sacrifice, and there was a fire continually burning upon it. And the daily sacrifice was renewed every morning. There is, it stood, ever smoking, ever blood-stained, ever open to any guilty Hebrew that might wish to approach it. So the purpose of the burnt offering was to remind the sinner who has corrupted his life by sin. And then they were to take an innocent life of an animal, an innocent life of a lamb, and it was given in his stead. It was a substitute. And when the Israelite brought his offering before killing it, he laid his hand on the animal's head, thus becoming identified with it. Thereby, the acceptableness of the flawless victim passed to him while his sin is transferred to it. So too, this altar stood in the path of the priest as they went to minister within the holy place. Friend, in order to have there to be communion with God, as we've seen, there must be blood shed, but then there must be cleansing as well. In the tabernacle, we see also as a shadow of the truth that there is a fact that it teaches us that there's a need for divine cleansing. The second piece of furniture is what we call the laver. It's found outside the holy place. It was made of bronze. Its name means laver. The word laver means a bath or wash basin containing water for the purpose of washing. The Jewish priests were commanded to continually wash their hands and feet during tabernacle service. Its position, the laver was placed between the door of the holy place and the brazen altar. It came after the altar, teaching us that sacrifice always comes first. So the anointed priest, as he entered the gate of the outer court, faced the altar where he made a sacrifice for himself like any other Israelite. And once beyond the altar, it was ready to act as a serving priest. And so at the laver, he prepared himself for the further service of God. He could then minister at the altar or in the holy place because he washed at the laver. The altar always came first for the priest. Salvation and then service. The way to God was approached by way of truth found in the blood and in the water. In order for you to come close to God in communion, there must be bloodshed. But number two, there must be cleansing. I wish I could go on about this subject, but all of these furniture pieces are all from a aerial point of view. They're all in the alignment of a cross. That's what we've been talking about, the shadows of the cross. I'm amazed at how our Bible is so intricately placed together. It is not accidental. Thank God it's been placed together divinely by God. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.